Welcome to day 179. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. And we learned yesterday that if someone has both Tahor produce and Tamei produce, meaning spiritually pure and spiritually impure produce, you are not allowed to separate Truma from the Tahor produce to cover the Truma for the Tamei produce. Our Mishnah is going to discuss the inverse case, separating from the Tamei produce to cover for the Tahor produce. And we're going to see that it's actually far more straightforward. Says Mishnah Beis, Ein Tormin Min HaTamei Al HaTorah. You are not allowed to separate from, to take Tamei produce and make that Truma for Tahor produce. And the reason is somewhat obvious, because then you'd be giving Tamei Truma to the Kohen. And no Kohen wants Tamei Truma. This Kohen really deserves the Tahor Truma. You had Tahor produce, and the Kohen should get that, because you can eat Tahor produce. That's the purpose of Truma. With Tamei Truma, you're not allowed to eat it. The Kohen has to burn it. It is true that the Kohen's allowed to get benefit from the burning it. You can use it for firewood, whatever it is. But you're not allowed to eat the Tamei produce. So no Kohen wants that. You're causing a tremendous loss to the Kohen by giving him Tamei produce what he otherwise would have gotten Tahor produce, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. Now, if you did the im taram, if you did that shogeg, if it was done unintentionally, then trumaso truma, then it works, meaning it you shouldn't have done it. But if you did it unintentionally, okay, you can give that to the Kohen, and you've done your you've done the mitzvah, you've separated truma. Umezid, if you did it intentionally, lo asaklum, you didn't do anything, meaning to say that you have to separate truma again. And the first one point out, you technically did do something, meaning that which you separated from the tamei produce is still considered truma. You still have to burn it, but you would have to separate truma again in the proper way. Tahor from the Tahor, and the Tamei from the Tamei. V'chein, and similarly, ben Levi, sh'hayelo ma'aser tevel, if there's a Levi that got a ma'aser, meaning after we separate Truma Gedola, after we give 2% to the Kohen, we give another 10% to the Levi. Now, the Levi is not allowed to eat that 10% until he separates Truma's ma'aser, a tenth of that, and gives that to the Kohen. So if you have ma'aser tevel, that's what it means. It's ma'aser, it's that which the Levi received from you, but he didn't yet give it his portion to the Kohen, therefore it's tevel, it's considered untied. So, if the person does a similar thing, imagine this Levi has multiple batches of Meiser that all need to be tithed, and some of it is Tamei and some of it is Tahor, and he does the same thing. He takes Truma from the Tamei produce in order to cover Truma's Meiser for the Tahor produce, and he gives the Tamei ones to the Kohen so that, you know, all of his Meiser will now be eligible, will now be tithed. He takes from the Tamei to cover for the Tahor, exactly what the first case was with regular Truma. So, Shogeg, again, if it was unintentional, Masha Asoy Asoy. What he did, he already did, meaning he shouldn't have done it, but it works. Whatever he gave to the Kohen is still considered Truma, the Kohen has to burn it, and he's allowed to get benefit from it. But Mezid lo asaklum. Again, if he did it intentionally that way, then he didn't do anything, he has to separate Truma's Meiser again. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hayo deva b'tchila. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not really quite as simple as shogeg and mezid, unintentional versus intentional. If the person, im hayo yodeya b'tchila, if the person at one point knew, we're assuming that in all of the previous cases that we saw, what does it mean that he separated it unintentionally? He separated truma tamea unintentionally. So we assume it means that the person didn't realize that the truma that he was separating was from tamei produce. It was really unintentional. So Rabbi Yehuda says, im hayo yodeya b'tchila, if at one point he did know that it was Truma Tamea, but he just forgot, then Afal Pi Shehu Shogeg, even though it then became unintentional later, Lo Asa Klum, still it doesn't count. Meaning once you knew at what point, you should have put in the effort to properly remember that, and therefore it's considered as if you did it intentionally. That is Mishnah Beis. Says Mishnah Gimel, once we did this halacha, once we talked about things that if you did it unintentionally, b'shogeg, it has one halacha, and if you did it b'mezid, it has another halacha, so now the Mishnah is going to discuss things that have nothing to do with Truma, but also follow that pattern, that if you did it unintentionally, it's one way, if you did it intentionally, it's another way. So says the Mishnah, Hamatbil Kelim HaShabbos, one who immerses vessels on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Tovel Kelim. Specifically, we're not talking about the way we do it right now, we're talking about, or when we do it when we buy new Kelim, we still do this other halacha, but we're talking about when a kli becomes tamei, becomes impure, and you have to immerse it in the mikvah to make it tahor. So in that case, you are fixing it, and we don't do that on Shabbos. We don't fix, we don't change the status of something on Shabbos, and therefore you are not allowed to do that. So if you did, shogeg yishtamish b'hem, if you did it unintentionally, then you're allowed to use them even on Shabbos. Mezid lo yishtamish b'hem, but if you did it intentionally, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos, meaning to say you'd have to wait till after Shabbos. You clearly did it on Shabbos to use it on Shabbos, and therefore you would have to wait until after Shabbos, almost as a penalty so that you don't use it on Shabbos, you don't come to violate those halachos on Shabbos themselves. Hama'aser v'amevashal b'Shabbos, someone who tithes, who separates tithes on Shabbos, which is the same problem, you're not allowed to eat untithed produce, so therefore on Shabbos you're not allowed to tithe because that's like fixing the produce, that's changing its status, it's improving it, and therefore you're not allowed to do that. So someone who tithes on Shabbos, v'amevashal b'Shabbos, and someone who cooks on Shabbos, shogeg yochal, we're going to see a distinction in a moment, if it's unintentional, then you're allowed to eat it. Mezid lo yochal, but if it's mezid, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. So if it comes, when we're talking, there are two different categories here, even though the Mishnah doesn't differentiate, the Gemara does. Meiser, if you tithe on Shabbos, then it's very similar to someone who was matbil kalim that we just saw. If you did it unintentionally, you can eat it even on Shabbos. And if you did it intentionally, you have to wait to eat it until after Shabbos. But when it comes to cooking, cooking is much more strict because it's an iser de'oraisa. It's a biblical iser. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. So therefore, when it says shogeg yochal, it means shogeg, you're allowed to eat after Shabbos. You're certainly never allowed to eat it on Shabbos if you cook on Shabbos. You're allowed to eat it after Shabbos. And mezid lo yochal, if you did it intentionally, you're not allowed to eat it. That means you're not allowed to eat it forever. You're never allowed to eat it, which is different than the Tovel Kalim and the Meiser. It's a little bit stricter here. Okay, Hanotei of a Shabbos, one who plants a tree on Shabbos, Shogeg Yikayim, if it was unintentional, you didn't realize it was Shabbos, whatever it was, then you're allowed to let the tree continue to grow. Mezid Yakor, but if you did it intentionally, you intentionally violated Shabbos, you have to uproot that tree. That's one of the Yisurim here. It's one of the third nine halachos. You're not allowed to plant on Shabbos. Ubava Shviis, but by Shemitah, we just finished the Chashviis, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid Yakor. By Shviis, whether you planted it intentionally or unintentionally, you have to uproot it because people were less strict by Shemitah. People perhaps knew the halachos less. People were less strict by Shemitah than they were about Shabbos, and therefore they needed to make more serious consequences so that people wouldn't violate that halacha. So during Shviis, we don't want anyone looking at this and thinking that you're allowed to do that and take Shviis, not seriously, and therefore no matter whether you did it on purpose or not, you have to uproot the trees, as opposed to if you did it on Shabbos, you're allowed to keep the tree growing if you did it unintentionally. That is Mishnah Gimel. We continue the Mishnah Dalet tomorrow.